produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good morning. I am Evangelist Linda Jones, Victory in Christ Christian Church here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the United States of America. Just so glad to be with you this morning, so glad to come before all of the listeners here on Finding My Way Ministries and share with you this morning. As I was contemplating on what it was I would talk about today, the Lord put it in my spirit this morning to pray. And so I want to pray this morning. I want to come forth in prayer The Word of God tells us in James 5:16 that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous avail much. They are dynamic. They are tremendous in power. They make tremendous power available, dynamic in working. And so we want to pray this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you that you have chosen to join us this morning. And I don't know where you are or where you're listening from, but I pray that the blessings of the Lord be upon you. I pray the Lord open up your heart and your mind, and I pray that as this prayer goes forth, that you are blessed, and I pray that you feel the power of the Most High God moving in your presence. We pray that the manifest presence of God will prevail in every place, in every space, in every city, in every plain. We pray that the power of God will come forth and overtake us. We pray that the power of God will come forth and fight back every enemy, hold back the works of darkness. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. How do we know that God hears our prayers? The Lord says, the Word of God says that the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them from all their troubles. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We want to come before the Lord right now by magnifying him. Before I ask God for anything, I want to magnify him. I want to ask him first to forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be what he's called us to be. And he has given us an assurance of his pardon in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the only thing that separates us from the ear of God is those sins that we have committed. So we have an assurance of God's pardon. And so now we come before God worshiping him. And if you'll pray with me this morning, God, we worship you this morning. We worship you, God, for who you are. We worship you because you are the Lord God. We worship you because you are Jehovah God. We worship you this morning, O God, because you're El Elyon. You are the Most High God. You're El Shaddai. You are the Lord God, our Creator. It was you that stepped into nothing and created something. It was you that stepped into the expanse of the universe and began to speak, and things came into existence. You are El Shaddai. You speak to the confusion, and you bring forth order. God, we worship you this morning. We worship you, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord God who provides for us. There is no need, God, that we'll have that you will leave unmet. And so, God, we worship you this morning for being Jehovah Jireh. You will provide. There is no need that we have, God, that you will not take care of. The righteous cry, God, you'll hear us. We worship you, God. You are Jireh this morning. We worship you, God, because you are Nisi. You're our banner. You're our shield. You're our buckler. We worship you this morning, God, because you are Rapha. You are the Lord God who heals us. You are the God who can heal tumors, who can heal cancer, who can heal blood pressures. You are the Lord who can heal diabetes. You are the Lord God who can heal mental disorders, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depression, confusion, whatever it is, God, that afflicts the body and the mind and the spirit of your people. You are Jehovah Rapha, and God, we worship you for that. We worship you, God. I might yet be sick, but God, I worship you, God, because I know that you are the answer. You are my healer, and God, I worship you this morning. I worship you, God, because you are Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace this morning. Even, God, those that may be in the midst of confusion, we worship you, God, because you are the answer. You are the answer, God, in the midst of that confusion. You are the answer, God, to wars and rumors of wars. You are the answer, oh God, to every conflict, to every battle, God. You are the answer. And so, God, we worship you this morning because you are Jehovah Shalom. We worship you, God, because you are Nisi. We worship you this morning, God. You are our battle axe. You are our weapon of war. You are the Lord of heaven's armies. God, we worship you because your word lets us know that you will fight for us, God. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. We worship you, God. You are the Most High God. There's nothing greater than you. You're greater than any attack of the enemy. You're greater than any problem. You're greater than any situation. You're greater than any circumstance. You're greater, God, to any sickness. God, you are greater this morning. You're greater, God, than whatever's happening with our children and on our jobs and in our region, God. You are greater. You are greater, God, than every act of the government, God. You're greater than a messed up economic system. God, you're greater this morning. You're greater than social injustices, God. You are greater even than that. And God, we worship you this morning. There's nothing that can happen to us, God, that you cannot handle. And so, God, we worship you. Hallelujah to your name. God, we worship you this morning. Now, God, we come before you, petitioning you, God, on behalf of all of those who may be listening in on this line, all of those who may listen later. God, we come before you right now. Oh, God, we just ask you now, God, that you look in, God, on every government system, God. We know that you are a God who's able, God, to intervene. We know, God, that you're able to hold back every evil entity, God, that's infused into the government system where we have unjust practices and unjust laws. God, you are able, God, to move upon the hearts and minds of men and women who sit in positions to do well, God, but they do evil. And God, we ask you now, God, that you will allow your spirit, God, to prevail. Allow your power, God, to prevail. Move into those places, God. Move into those regions, God. Move into those governmental systems, God. And dismantle, God, every evil work. Tear down, God, every evil work of the enemy. Tear it down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth justice, God. Bring forth righteous judgments, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you are God who can infuse every economic system. We know, God, that there are evils, God, area of economics. And we ask you, God, that you will send forth your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, that you will go forth, God, in unjust economic systems, God, that are designed for the rich to get richer and the poor to remain poor. God, you are able, God, to infuse those systems, oh God, and dismantle every work of the enemy. Destroy, oh God, and disrupt every evil practice, God, and open up doors of access, God, to your people, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We come against social injustices, God. You are able, God, hallelujah to the Lamb. You are able, God, to go in and release, oh God, your spirit of power, your peace, oh God. We are able, oh God, to dismantle even those systems where there are social injustices, God, that still go forth against your people in every area of the world, in the United States of America, in South Africa, throughout Africa, God, in England, in Britain, oh God, in Europe, oh God. You are able, oh God, to go forth, oh God, and intervene into the affairs of your people. We pray right now. We know, God, that there are territorial spirits that work, God, in certain territories. We've seen it, God, in Daniel's 9. Oh, God, we've seen it in the book of Daniel, oh, God, where the enemy came in, God, and was residing over the territory, God, and you sent forth your warring angel, Michael, to fight back those evil spirits, oh, God. And, God, we ask you now that you'll send forth your warring angel to fight, oh, God, on the behalf of the righteous in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you right now, God. We praise you right now, God. We honor you right now, God. There's none like the Most High God. And, God, right now we pray for Sister Kayla Padgett. We thank you for this young lady, God, and for the Finding My Way ministry. We ask you, God, that you will bless, God, Sister Padgett, and bless, oh, God, this means, this mechanism of ministry, God. Bless, oh, God, the airways, the means of technology, whereby you allow us, God, to go into every region, into every territory, God, with your word, oh, God, with the ministry, with the power, oh, God, of our witness. We pray, God, that you will bless, God, every airwave. We pray, God, that you'll bless every telephone system. We pray, God, that you'll bless every website. We pray, God, that you'll bless every medium of ministry, God, that you allow us to have access to. God, we pray that you'll bind back connections. We pray right now, God, that you'll hold back every work of the enemy. We pray right now, God, that you'll withhold every disruption, oh God, anything, God, that will reduce the clarity of your word and our witness. And God, we pray that you'll bless these means. We pray, God, that as a result of these means, God, that people will be saved, that people will be delivered, that people will be encouraged and edified, that the faith will be increased, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll bless. We'll pray, God, that your manifest presence will prevail, God, in every geographic region. We pray right now, God, that your manifest presence will prevail, oh God, in every place, oh God, where your word and my voice is being heard. In the name of Jesus, let your presence prevail. Let your healing power prevail. Let your angels, in the name of Jesus. God, we call out to you right now. You're our master and our savior. You're our creator, our redeemer. You're our way maker and our strong tower. You're the Lord of heaven's armies. You're our helper, God. You're our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. And God, we cry out to you right now, God. Somebody is in trouble right now. Oh, God, we ask you now. We ask you, oh, God, that you ameliorate the situation. We ask you, oh, God, that you'll bring down every high place. We ask you right now, God, that those facing legal situations that are going before judges, that are going before decision makers, we ask you right now, God, to give them favor with whom they need favor. We ask you now, God, that you'll cover them with your blood. We ask you right now, God, that you'll turn the heart of the decision makers in their favor. God, your word tells us that the heart of the king is in God's hands, and you turn it in the way you choose. those, God, who are going before decision makers, who are going before the bankers, who are going before the lenders. We ask you now, God, they may not have all that they need. Their credit may not be the best. Their situation may not be the best. But, God, the situation may be stacked in against them, God. But, God, you touch the heart and the mind of the decision maker, God, and turn it in their favor right now. In the name of Jesus, those in the legal system, those going before the economic system, God, turn the decision in their favor, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you right now, God. We glorify you right now, God. In Jesus' name, God, we ask you now, God, those that are going to the doctor and dealing with health diagnosis, God. We ask you, oh God, that you'll touch the bodies, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that we don't have to send you anywhere because your word tells us that you're everywhere present at the same time. You're an omnipresent God. You're in every continent. You're in every country. You're in every city. You're in every state. You're in every region. And God, we thank you right now that you're everywhere present at the same time. And then, God, your word tells us that you are omniscient, that you know all things. There's nothing, God, that you don't know. We don't have to list the things that are happening in our areas. God, you already know. Hallelujah to your name. And we thank you right now, God, that even those things that we cannot articulate, even those things that we cannot put into words, God, your word tells us, hallelujah, that the Spirit makes intercession with us through moanings and groanings. Hallelujah to your name. God, you even understand our moanings and our groanings. And God, we thank you for that. And then, God, your word tells us that you are omnipotent, that you have all power. There is nothing too hard for you. God, there's nothing too hard. No situation, no circumstance, no condition, no problem, God, that you cannot handle. Oh, my God, this morning, we call out to you right now. God, looking on every situation, looking on those that's sick. God, even those, God, that the doctor has said there's nothing else they can do. God, even those, God, who the doctor has said it's beyond my help. It's beyond the medicine. It's beyond, God, what they can do. But, God, you are a doctor who's never lost a patient. And, God, we ask you right now, God, that you will intervene, God. Let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if you say be healed, that we will be healed. If you say live, God, we shall not die, but we shall declare the works of the Lord. Oh, God, look in on situations today. In the name of Jesus, intervene, God, on the behalf of your people. God, somewhere right now, there's a child who's in trouble. There's a child dealing with an illness, God, an innocent child, God, who has not even known sin, an innocent child, God. But, God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you'll touch that child, God. Raise him up again, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, touch the parents. Touch the caregivers. Touch the nurses and the doctors. Oh, God, give them wisdom, oh, God. If you heal with the medicine, God, we pray that you touch. If you heal without it, oh, God, we know that you can do it, Lord. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Be the Lord God, our healer. We bless you and praise your name right now. We thank you right now, oh, God. We pray right now, God, that you're looking on your people. God, we know that you have given us keys to the kingdom. God, your word says that tells us that you give us keys to the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And God, we can come against systems now. We can come against situations now. Your keys give us access. Your keys give us a port of entry. Your keys give us a way in. And God, your keys also give us a way out. And so, God, we come at you right now. We come into those places, oh God, where we bind right now the works of the enemy. Oh God, in situations, God, in circumstances, God. We bind right now, God. To bind means to tie up. To bind means to restrict. To bind means to hinder. To bind means to stop. And right now, God, we stop the works of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy, the resources of the enemy. We hinder, God, the enemy right now. We tie up his resources. We tie up his imps. We tie him up right now, God. Every worker of the enemy, God, we tie him up right now. We come against him right now. We plead the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood right now, God. We know, God, that your blood prevails. Your blood prevails, God. Your blood prevails in the lives of your people. Your blood prevails over the work of the enemy. Right now, God, we bind up the serpent. We bind up the scorpion. We bind up, oh God, every work of the enemy, every Leviathan spirit, every evil spirit, every dark spirit. We bind it right now, God. We put our foot on the neck of the enemy, God. We restrict him right now, God. We stop his power. power, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, God, your word says that we can loose. Oh, God, we bind the devil. We tie him up, but we loose your power, God. To loose means to release, to let out, to give entry. And, God, right now we loose, God. We loose your power, Lord Jesus. We loose your power to operate. We take the handcuffs off you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We move every restriction that we've placed on you through unbelief and through lack of faith. And, God, we give you access now to operate in our situation, operate in our homes. Operate in our marriages, operate in our jobs, operate in our ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Those situations, God, where we thought we knew best, those situations, God, where we thought we could handle it on our own, those situations, God, where we thought our way was the best way, God, we get out of your way now, and we take the handcuffs off you. God, come forth, oh God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, in my situation, the way you have commanded it to be in heaven, the way you have willed it to be, oh God. God, have your way in my life, God, in the lives of your people, God, in our homes and in our marriages, even over our children, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, God, we come before you right now. Oh, God, somebody, God, has a child in trouble. Somebody, God, has a child tied up in that legal system. Somebody right now, God, has a child facing situations, God. They've done something that was foolish. God, they stepped out and followed crowds, God, that they shouldn't have followed. God, they were saved and they turned away from you, walked away from you, God. And they're facing situations now that are bigger than them. Situations now, God, that they never thought they'd have to deal with. Oh, God, we pray right now that you'll come in and operate in those situations. We pray right by the work of the enemy, that you'll stay the hand of the adversary. And, God, we pray right now that you'll operate in the behalf of your saints in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, we're pleading your blood right now, God, over those, God, that the enemy wants to destroy. We're pleading your blood right now, God, over those, God, whose lives the enemy wants to destroy, God, through incarceration. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you now, God, to operate in the behalf of your people. Right now, oh, God, let not the enemy have the advantage. In the name of Jesus, we bless you now, God. We call on you right now, God. You're our most high God. You're able to intervene. You're able, oh, God, to tie up. You're able, oh, God, to operate. You're able, oh, God, to fix it. You're able, oh, God, to handle it. You're able, oh, God, to improve it. You're able, oh, God, to work at it. In the name of Jesus, God, we call on you right now. In the name of Jesus. Then, God, I pray for ministry. Hallelujah to the Lamb, God. We pray for ministries everywhere. We pray right now for ministries and ministers in the name of Jesus. God, right now, we pray for every ministry, God. God, we know how difficult it can be. God, we understand that many times that when you call us out to ministry, God, you call us to ministry, God, but you don't necessarily show us, oh God, the process that we have to go through. You don't necessarily reveal to us, God, all of the opposition we'll have to come up against. And God, we know that you have shown us the end results. But God, as we deal with, God, the meantime, as we deal with, God, what's happening right now, as we deal with, God, the process, to the end, oh God, as we deal with, God, the intermediary period, oh God, when we're dealing, oh God, with the opposition that's coming against us. We pray, God, for every ministry. We ask you, God, that you'll move, oh God, by your power and by your might. Bring down, oh God, every high thing that exalts itself against your word. Bring down, God, every work of the enemy. Bring down, oh God, every oppositional force. Break every stronghold, God, that's trying to restrict, God, and hinder the going forth of your word and of your work. Oh, God, look in on ministries today. Everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Operate, oh God, in every ministry. Oh God, I pray. Show yourself so mighty, God, that you are. Hold back, God, every Jezebel spirit. Hold back, God, every contradictory spirit. Hold back, God, every stubborn spirit. Hold back, God, every witchcraft, every evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic worker, God, hold them back in the name of Jesus. Cast them out, oh God, in Jesus' name. We call them down right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word has told us that no weapon that is formed against us shall not prosper. God, your word says that it might be formed, but it will not prosper. God, right now, we come against every weapon of the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We stand against it right now. Your word has said that it will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to not be afraid. simply because we see it form. You said it would form. You said, God, that it would happen, that it will come forth, that it would form. But, God, the promise is that it will not prosper. Help your ministers and your people not to panic and faint because they see opposition arising. Help them, God, not to panic and faint because they can see the enemy. They can see the work of darkness. But help them, God, to know what your promise said, that it will not prosper. It will not increase. It will not succeed. Help us, oh God. We'll stand on your word. We'll stand on your promise. Hallelujah to your name. Then, God, touch every minister. Touch, God, every preacher of the gospel. Touch every missionary. Touch every prayer warrior. Touch every intercessor. Touch every servant. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, every singer, oh God, every musician, oh God, every worker in ministry. Touch right now, God, every health ministry, every administrative ministry. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are gifted, those that are useful in the kingdom. Oh, God, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength to stand. Give them strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says after having done all to stand, that we would keep on standing. Help us, God, to stand. Having our loins girded about with truth. Having on the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh God, and having the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We have the word of God. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Help us, God, to use the word of God in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Help us to undergird it with praying always, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Let your witness go forth, God, in all the earth, oh God. Let your word go forth, God, in all the earth, oh God. Let your power go forth, God, in all the earth, oh God. Let your prosperity go forth, God, in all the earth, oh God. We come against every spirit of lack. We come against poverty today. We come against it today, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against it, oh God. Open the hands of your people. Let them give into the kingdom, God. And then, God, we pray that you will release, oh God, prosperity into their lives. Release it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call down blessings from heaven. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour us our blessings, God. We shall not have room enough to receive. Then, God, rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hold back, oh God, everything that will eat up increase. Hold back, oh God, the locust, the caterpillar. Hold them back, oh God, those things that would eat up, those things that would destroy. Oh God, and send the rain. Send the early rain, God. Send the latter rain, God. You're able to let it rain in our situation. We thank you now, Father. We bless and praise your holy name. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. We bless you now, God. We praise you right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you now, God. God, I worship you. Oh, God, I worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you now, God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. None like your Father in all the heavens and all the earth, God. We know, God, that your ears are inclined to the cries of your people, God. Incline your ear now, God. Attend to our supplications. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah now. And now, God, we decree. Your word says we can declare a thing, and it shall be established in the earth. Now, God, as we called out to you in the name of Jesus, our Master and our Savior, we've called out to you. And, God, now we want to decree. We want to decree, oh, God, that your glory and your kingdom will prevail in our lives, God, that your power will prevail, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we receive your kingdom, God, because it is your good pleasure to give it to us, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your saints possess your kingdom. Overthrow the wicked kingdoms, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and praise you. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We pray right now, God. Thank you, oh God. Let all dominion serve and obey you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you for this hour, this season of prayer. Thank you, God, for this time of prayer. We decree and declare that your word and your will be done in the lives of your people. Thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People of God, I thank you. Those of you that were able to tune in and hear, I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that something was prayed, oh God. I pray that you felt the power of God moving in your place and in your space. We thank you right now. If you'd like to reach me, I am Evangelist Linda Jones. You can reach me by phone 901-413-8960. You can text me or call. We pray that you'll reach out to us. You can tune into our website. It's victoryinchrist-memphis.org. Again, that's victoryinchrist-memphis.org. bethlehem-memphis.org. You can hit me on Facebook. It is Linda Patton Jones. That's Linda, P-A-T-T-E-N, and then Jones. You can connect with me on Facebook. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. We bless you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you now in the name of Lord. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. May the peace of God prevail in your space. Let nothing be missing and lacking in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you now. Thank you now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you and we praise you. Glory to God. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, God, and we praise you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.